You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for Kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With Go Fish, and I'm feeling kind of snazzy. A little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them all together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up so you can all get down.
Hello again, everybody. This is Jamie from Go Fish, and we are continuing to get ready to celebrate Easter, the biggest celebration of the year. The last time we were together, we talked about how Jesus is the Son of God. Today, we're going to see why God sent his Son to Earth. You see, Jesus was sent here on a mission from God, and do you want to know something incredible? His mission had to do with you. The Bible says that before you were even born, God knew all about you. You matter to God, and he sees you, he knows you, and most importantly, he loves you. It's truly amazing. God, the creator of the universe, made you. You are his creation. Now, in my mind, that makes you a superstar. I hope you're ready to have some fun today, because I sure am. Let's go! So what was this mission that Jesus was on? His mission was to die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sin. You may be wondering, what does sacrifice even mean? Well, a sacrifice is when someone gives up something costly and important so that someone else can benefit. For example, right now our leaders have asked us to make sacrifices because of the coronavirus. You would probably love to see your friends at school and church. By staying at home, you are sacrificing time with your friends to help stop the virus from spreading. You are giving up something important because you know that your sacrifice will help others. I'm going to play a little clip from our song, I Believe, that talks about the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
To make our way to God, there is nothing that you and I can do. Helpless on our own, we needed Him to come for our rescue. Our sin has a price that we could never pay. Jesus paid it all so we could be saved. I'm gonna clap my hands and shout Hosanna. Jesus is risen and He lives forever. He took my sin and set me free. Jesus is alive, I believe.
Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. Because of what Jesus did, our sins can be forgiven. And we don't ever have to worry about being apart from God. Jesus gave up His life for ours. Now that is one gigantic sacrifice. We're going to read a verse from the Bible right now, and if you'd like to follow along in your own Bible, that would be great. The verse we are reading is Hebrews 10, verse 14. If you need some help finding it, it is in the New Testament towards the end of your Bible. And you can always pause the podcast if you need a little extra time to look it up.
For by one sacrifice, He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hebrews 10, 14.
It's in the book.
I have a Bible that I read. I know the truth and I believe. I go to church with my friends. I have a joy that never ends. Now because of anything I've done, there's a reason, and it's the only one. Well, I'm saved by grace through faith, oh yeah. I'm saved by grace through faith, oh yeah. Well,
I'm saved
by grace,
through faith,
oh yeah. I'm guilty, that is my. But the fine, it's been paid for me. All my sin is thrown into the sea. So up in heaven is where I'm gonna be. Not because of anything I've done. There's a reason, and it's the only one.
The Bible says that when we believe in Jesus, we can ask Him to forgive us for our sins, and He will. Remember, He paid the penalty for our sins on the cross, and that is why Jesus dying on the cross is such good news for us. But would you believe that's not the end of the story? Next time, we get to talk about the incredible thing that happened after Jesus died, and spoiler alert, it's super awesome. It's almost time to wrap it up for today, but before I forget...
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's time for my favorite part of the podcast. Everybody knows that dads love corny jokes, right? Well, I'm a dad and I love corny jokes, so saddle up because here we go. What kind of music do bunnies like? Bunnies like hip hop.
And that was the dad joke of the day.
You gotta love the dad jokes. Hey, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I had a great time, and I hope that you did too. And I just gotta say, I am getting so excited for Easter. It's gonna be here before we know it, and I cannot wait to celebrate with you. For now, I just wanna encourage you to have a great day knowing that you are loved by God, you matter to Him, you have value and worth, and because the Creator of the universe made you, I can confidently say that you are awesome, just the way you are.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.